right, guys, we back. All right, so I want y'all again. I told y'all what to write. Let me make sure y'all guys motherfucking writing that shit. Let me double check that shit. Let your boy double check that shit. Guys, lines are open. Let me check and see if y'all guys, if y'all have a question. Because I know somebody goes, well, Steve, what do I write again? I forgot. What did you say? Let me show you if I got this shit. All right, y'all got all that shit written down. Making sure I'm checking real quick. Everybody's got it written down. Kevin, I'm going to answer your question real quick before I tell everybody because I want to make sure I answer the question and we go, okay? So Kevin's asking the question real quick. Lines are open. He's asking the question. You said in the past that motherfuckers come talking about the basics, who, what, where, why, where. I'm having a hard time understanding how do you converse without those guidelines while getting her to emotions. Kevin, what I want you to, and I'll show you, Kevin, just tell me something a woman says. Just tell me something a woman says, Kevin, okay? And I will show you. Just tell me something a woman says, and I will show you. All right, Kevin, I'm waiting for you. Just tell me something a woman says, okay? So just let me know, okay? But for all you other guys, write a C and write 1 through 5. For all you other guys out there, motherfucker, man the fuck up. You don't handle. Look, you know why you can't handle manipulative women? Because you are easily manipulated because you ain't got no fucking standard, dude. Anyway, put a C in number 1 through 5, an A number 1 through 5, a T in 1 through 5, a, wait, let's see, I got it right. Did I do it right? C-A-T-R 1 through 5, and a D 1 through 5, okay? Do that stuff right there. Please do that. Okay, so thing that this is going to be your homework. All right, all you guys, this is going to be your homework. In order for you to start the process to add on to the puzzles, this is going to be your new homework assignment with the puzzles, okay? We're going to add one extra thing, okay? So what we're going to ask the question, we'll start from the C, we'll go from C to T to R. Wait, C to A to T to R to D, okay? And here's the question. What does she have to do to get your curiosity? Write those 5 things down. Don't have to do it right now. What does she got to do to get my attention? Write those 5 things down. What does she got to do to get my time or be worth my time? Write those 5 things down. What does she got to do to get my respect? Write those 5 things down. And last but not least, what does she got to do to get my dick? Write those 5 things down. Write those things down, okay? Write those things down. Write those. Don't answer it right now because you ain't ready yet. But you've got to be answering these things. What 5 things must she hit to get your curiosity? What 5 things must she do to be worth your attention? What fucking 5 things she's got to do worth your time? What 5 things she got to do to get your respect? And what 5 things that she got to do to be worth your dick? Because this is your fucking standard, not mine. And if you can't answer that shit, then you don't belong here. That's the standard. That's the fucking standard. I hold them to a standard because I forced them to be better. I have all the power. She's got to work for me. But you worshiping the goddess. You giving fruit to the goddess. How the fuck does she talk to you fucking people? When she wants something, she just gonna say, fucking do that shit. Get off of your weak, spineless, ballless ass and get that shit done right fucking now. When she wants something, hey, that's a good boy. You go fetch that fucking diamond ring. You go fetch that fucking dinner. You go fetch what the fuck I want you to fetch because you're my bitch. And you better bring that shit to my fucking feet with a smile on your face when you're worshiping her. Because no matter what she does, you motherfuckers are always encouraging her fucking ass. And you're always kissing her fucking ass and begging her fucking ass. Now is the time, gentlemen. Young grandpa, I love you, but this is why I want to, with everything in me, I want to block you. With everything fucking in me, I just want to block you out of my fucking life. When I just told you the beginning, what? Can somebody please tell young grandpa what I told you guys to do? Because I don't want to, because if I answer him, I'm going to block him. So I'm asking you guys, please tell young grandpa what to do. Somebody, can someone please tell him? Because if I tell him, I'm going to block him. I swear to you. Because he's spitting in my fucking face right now. He's spitting in my fucking face right now. So I'm asking, I'm begging you guys to fucking tell this stupid fucker what the fuck I just told him to do. I just told the fucker what to do. I just told him the assignment. And this motherfucker, please guys, please somebody, please, I'll take a moment. Talk to him. I don't want to block him. Please, somebody. Y'all see why I get rid of motherfuckers? Please, somebody, just tell them. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Let me check the phone lines. Lines are open. Please, I thank you. Shout out to my... See, let me see. This is family. This motherfucker. Family. You want to know why? Because when I met him, he was a fucking man. When I met him, he was in control of himself. He's in charge of his life. And when I told you about being around real motherfuckers, this is what I'm talking about. When you're around great motherfucking men. Now, he beats my ass in football and Madden. He'll kick my ass in wrestling. And I'm still trying to challenge his ass on that shit. But he is a great motherfucking man. And I love, this is my motherfucker, man. This is my motherfucker. No one better. That's my motherfucker right there. Ah, man, y'all need to have a motherfucker like that on you, man. Y'all need a man like that around because men like that motherfucker come few and far fucking between. Shout out to my dog, No One Better. But let me get back to what y'all motherfuckers got to do. Stop kissing their asses. When she fucks with me, and why they love us like they love us, because we force them to be a representation of who the fuck we are. When you're with me, you better handle yourself like I'm right next to you, because if you don't handle yourself, you're dismissed. When you make the right moves, if you made the right moves, or you're dismissed. And when you say something wrong, I will correct you. And if you got an attitude, you will be dismissed. I ain't got no time to fucking argue with you when I got all them other motherfucking women waiting. The fuck are you talking about? What I am saying to you guys, that she is coming into my world, my kingdom, my universe. She's got to move the way I expect her to move. And that's why I told you guys, if you do not hold these women to a higher standard, they ain't going to do shit. I'm telling y'all, if you guys do not hold women to a higher standard, they're going to walk all the fuck over you. They're going to walk all over you. And I know the hardest thing to do is to control yourself enough to say that my dick is worth its weight in gold, diamonds. And I'm not just going to give that shit away to you, girl. You got to work for that dick. You got to work for my curiosity. You got to work for my motherfucking attention. You got to work for my fucking time. You got to work for my fucking respect. And then if you're on your best behavior, you do get the goddamn dick. Because at that point, you're worth the fucking dick. And we should take our time. Well, hey, listen. You've got, this is a sense of urgency right here, G. Because when you create your 1 through 5, which is yours, you've got to be able to look at your 1 through 5, sir, okay? You got to look at it. And you got to look at every fucking answer, and you've got to, then it gets deep here. Because it's not just writing the answers down, it's marketing to yourself, sir. You've got to market. When you make a statement, you got to know why you're saying what you're saying. You've got to defend that statement. You've got to stand on. Remember, this is the three little pigs all over again. Remember? Three little pigs. Let me show you, motherfuckers. Let me show you. Everything that you haven't been doing, all that shit you've been doing until you fuck with me, you've been doing this bullshit right here. Weak foundation until you run into a fucking brick house to hide from women. To hide from women. Because you got a weak fucking foundation. Now is the time to draw a line in the sand, gentlemen, and not be a fucking person that hides. Now is the time to do what we teach you how to do, and that's make motherfucking statements. When she meets you, you make a statement that you have got to operate different than all the other motherfuckers that has asked you to operate. You've got to make statements. So importance is pull out your detective and look to the answers and be able to answer the questions or the statements that you have. They are your statements. They are not my statements. That's what I'm saying to you guys. This is a beautiful thing that we're teaching you. Nobody's showing you. I want you to create the fucking statements for yourself because you are the one that's got to uphold the woman to the statements for every level that she moves up on. What does she have to do to show you curiosity? It can't be her ass. It can't be her titties. It can't be her body, guys. It can't be. Because as soon as you make it about her ass, titties, and bodies, you've already failed. It's already over. Do not make it about her ass. Do not make it about her titties. Make it about expectations. And I'm not saying that she's got to slay the Minotaur in the beginning. But she's got to know that, yes, I want to get to know you in a more intimate way, but my problem is I meet women with no substance. I need character, character qualities. You should be writing down of what your expectation is. Now listen, because I want to tell y'all this. I don't want you guys out here to dismiss her because she's not following the expectation. Train her first. If she doesn't want to be trained, dismiss her then. Train her to be what you want her to be. Okay? You're asking the question, five questions. No. Well, yeah. These are the questions that you're, no. These are not of what you're making of yourself. This is, think about this, IR. You have built this building. And she's coming to be an employee of your building. what is the standard that she has got to meet to even get in the front fucking door of the building? What is the standard she has to meet to get past the security of that building? What is the standard she has to meet to sign and fill out an application to be hired in that building? That's what I'm saying. And when you have this standard, this is where the love comes from. How many motherfuckers hold women to standards? See, think about this. She's going to buck and they will kick and they will go away. And that's okay. Because you ain't going to get them all. But God damn it, you will always be the same motherfucker. You will not get them all. Listen to me, motherfuckers. You will not get every fucking woman, but you will always be the same motherfucking man. The building doesn't change for the person trying to get the job. The building does not sacrifice itself for the person that's trying to get the job. They must work to earn you. Don't let them think any. Don't let these women think they can get away with this shit. Gentlemen, let me tell you why I say this, because I don't want you to think that this is like bashing women. Let me tell you the why. Let me tell you the why. That's not the why, I'm sorry. Let me tell you the why. All right, let me find it. Let me find the why. Because I don't think y'all understand the why I'm saying what the fuck I'm saying. And I'm serious. I'm serious about this shit. Not that. That's not the why. That's not the why. Let me explain the why. The why is that there was a time in your life that you were the standard. You created your standard by making everything about you. That's why you are here right now. You decided what you wanted to do. You didn't wait for anybody else. You said, get the fuck out of my way. And because you're here right now, you're a king, a god, an emperor. You are man. You create, you build, you are all things. So why would someone that creates and somebody that builds and somebody that's all things and someone that got to the fucking egg, why the fuck are you going to kowtow to a woman? Why? You didn't kowtow to get to the egg. You didn't say, I'm going to do it tomorrow to get to the egg. You didn't say or make any excuses to get to the egg. So why would you do that now? That's what they love about it. Listen, whoa. They're not going to love you from the outside. Fuck that. They're not. They are programmed through nature to want the alpha. They want the best of the best, and they cannot help if you're the best and you're short and fat and broke. They can't help it because they've already given you rent in their head. They can't help it. They can't help it. Question, let me check this real quick. Can certain traits set overlap? No. Levels. She's going up the mountain. She's not plateauing. So every level she's got to go up has to be more. Guys, how many of us play video games? How many of us play video games that we had to go up to certain levels to get to the final boss? You're not even holding. You're, You know what I'm saying? You got to give a good level. You don't have to fight the boss. You get a free pass because you got ass and titties. She's got to work. She has to work. But it's not just the fact that she has to work. This is all about the why she has to work. This is all about the why she has to work. This is what I'm trying to tell you. This is what I'm trying to show you. This is what I'm trying to help you see, man. I try to get y'all to see the beauty in what the fuck you are. And you don't have to be what they want you to be because they want you to be it. As a man, you must have the patience. That's where the puzzles come in at. You have to be patient. Because the game is going to slow down for you when you have patience and you're willing to wait and you're not trying to rush shit. When you have poise and confidence. When you have determination of what you are to yourself, not what you are to her. That's the shit that they cream. And love. That's what they cream. And that's what they love. Okay? That's what I'm trying to get y'all to see. They don't have. They can never reach the core. Because it takes a man to get them to their core. And when you got them at their core, it's beautiful because they get to. They get to see love and romance and be dirty and nasty and freaky and be all these things that they never thought they could be, but be with you because they can never be that with someone average because average motherfuckers worship them. We don't worship them. We allow them to be around us. We allow them to suck our dick and clean for us. We allow them to spend time for us. And here's what I keep telling you. If they don't like it, bye. Go back to boring. If you don't like it, go. It was nice knowing you. Don't let the door hit you in your ass. I don't need you. I don't need you. You need me. You can walk out that fucking door right now, gentlemen. I'm saying that to her. Right now. And I'll be happy to tell you why you need me because you will never find a motherfucker like me because my DNA, my fingerprint tells me so. I am the only motherfucker of my kind. I set my standards for myself. One thought, one mind, one way, gentlemen. I am the fucking standard. So you cannot reproduce me. You can't recreate me. I am an original. And gentlemen, let her come around and say that shit to you. Well, I'm an original too, and I'm the only one. No, you fucking ain't. You, baby. You don't love yourself. Let's be. Can we keep it a buck? Baby, you don't love yourself. You don't believe in that shit you saying right now. And it's not even a knock. I'm just telling you what it is. You are like every fucking woman I know. And that's not bad. But I'm just keeping it. Guys, can we keep it real? Can we keep it real? And I'm not saying that I'm being disrespectful. But baby, you cry every fucking day. Baby, you put shit on your face every fucking day to hide yourself. You put on fake-ass nails every fucking day. Every fucking day you either put some olive oil or some Botox on, baby. Every day you're looking for fucking bras to keep your titties up. Every day you're looking for different shit to wear because you don't love your fucking self. And it's not, I'm not saying anything mean. I'm not saying anything mean. I'm saying why she gonna love me because I'm keeping it real. Where you worship, oh, great female God, you're so worthy. Oh, your ass and titties are great. Allow me to roll fruit and sacrifice my spine and my balls to honor you. Oh, great and mighty woman. But get the fuck out of here with that silly shit. You don't have to worship them to get them to love you. They love the thing that's being withheld from the market. That's why they love shiny shit. That's why they love diamonds. They just can't walk down the street and grab a diamond out of the goddamn ground. The diamond is withheld from the marketplace. They do not flood the marketplace with diamonds. They hold it back. That gives it value and worth. What happens when you hold the dick back? You don't even see the shit. Because all your weak-ass life, all you do is, here's my dick, here's my spine, here's my balls, here's my self-worth. Take it. Please like me. Please date me. Please give me a chance. Golly gee whiz, I'm a good guy. Come on, give me a chance. Fuck out of here. You don't have to be this way, gentlemen. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. You don't have to. Listen, and this is not a knock on women, but unfortunately, they are not special until I say she's special. Because the only ones that get to go on this fucking Ferris wheel and this fucking roller coaster ride to her core is someone that shows me she's more than ass and titties and she offers more to my kingdom. You can't get in my kingdom with your ass and titties. Why the fuck am I going to let her in? Why am I going to be like you?
Well, oh my God, she's going to fuck me. Oh, okay. Okay, well, fuck. Sure, hold on.
And like the Predator, you just rip your fucking spine off and shit. What is that about? I am all things, and I will dismiss your fucking ass like that. Try me. Try me. You, guys, I know it's going to sound real fucking arrogant. You better be glad I'll talk to you. Because when I stop talking to you, you're boring to me. I've moved on to the next thing, the next town, the next me. I don't need you. You need me. Through me, you can access things in yourself that the average, you need me. I don't need you. But that's why they fuck us. That's why they want us. They want what they cannot have. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can I get your number? Can I get your number? Oh, my God. You're so pretty. Well, I was wondering if, okay, if I get your number and everything. What the fuck is that? Begging for numbers, man. We don't beg. We do not beg. Do you understand through me? You get to see, you get to go beyond. Guys, beyond. The beyond. Not the great beyond, but beyond. Through me, you get to go beyond. Through me. Through me, you get to see what it's like. You get to see and see things in yourself through me. Listen to me, gentlemen. Through me, not anybody else. Because I have created all this shit for me. And that's the honest truth. I'm not bullshitting y'all guys. I'm serious. Through me. Through me, you, hey, through, hey, guys, through, when, through you, there will be no more having a date with her in the corner of you're a loser in the fucking friend zone. When you create your fucking standard, there'll be no more your bitch ass on a corner of no booty and let's hang the fuck out. Who the fuck wants to do that stupid shit? But y'all love that shit. That's why y'all do that shit. Because y'all love to be second-class citizens in a world where you should be the number one thing, and it's just sad. Because, gentlemen, through me, what do I do? What do I do through me, guys? Look at this. Through me. I take away all your insecurities through me. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful through me? I take those things away. Dude, who the fuck is this? Yo, wait. Whoa. Hey, who the fuck is that? Oh, shit. Damn. I'm a boy, send me. Damn. Okay, I'm sorry. I was looking at some shit. Looking at some shit. 9:45. Let me see that shit. Let me see what we got on the plate. Let me see here and get back to what I was saying. Yeah, I was saying through me, guys. But I'm saying through me, I change the game up. So I'm allowed to set the rules, right? Do you see what I'm saying? I get to change the, I get to set the rules. And she can pout, but she can leave. She can pout, but she can leave. And I don't, oh, shit, God damn, oh, fuck, shit, I don't play that shit, hold on a second, shit, yeah, I tell y'all right now, and I keep it a buck with y'all, I don't play that shit, I will not play that shit, I am not some bitch that she can just walk over when she wants to walk over, how she wants to walk over me for her fucking pleasure. I am not that. I will not be that. I cannot be that. I don't want to be that. Jesus Christ, what the fuck is going on here? But unfortunately, you guys are that because you guys don't set the standard. I will never be that guy that is going to sit around and hope that I can get her and hope that she'll like me and hope that I can be everything she wants me to be. I'm not being that motherfucker, and I'm telling you guys, you don't have to be that. You don't have to be that. But I don't want this. This is not bashing women. This is not me saying women ain't shit. This is not me saying single mothers are terrible. I'm not saying any of that shit. This is not saying that women are this or that. I am not. Listen to what I'm saying. I am not saying anything negative about the woman because I'm not making this shit about women. I am not here to knock a woman, not here to talk down to her. She can be whatever the fuck she wants to be. But if she wants to be with me, this is what the fuck is going to be. I'm just being honest with you. She can be whatever the fuck she wants to be. But when she's with me, everything changes. The standard changes. The mindset changes. Because I bring something to the table. Fuck. I miss that shit. I'm telling you guys that I bring something to the table that the average motherfucker doesn't bring to the table. And that's why I win. And that's why the average guy loses. Because the average guy is just fucking average. Average will get used. Average will get walked over. Average will get dismissed. Average won't get any pussy. When are you guys going to be above average? Because I think women are great. I think they're wonderful people. I don't think any, there's no ill will to women. And I say this to all y'all that are listening, because we do not bash women. We're not here to hate women. I'm just telling all you motherfuckers, if she wants to spend time with me, if she wants to spend time with me, she's got to bring more to the table than just her ass. If she wants to spend time with me, I'm just being honest with you. If she chooses to find somebody else, I wish her the best in her endeavors. If she chooses to walk away, that's cool. I don't care. But with being with me, I'm that motherfucker. I am that motherfucker. And if you want to be with me, then you know what is expected of you, because through me, I'm taking you places. I'm taking you places. I am all fucking things. And if you don't feel this way for yourself, this ain't the right place for you. If you feel that you got a kowtow, bend over, or kiss her ass, you're in the wrong place. I'm telling you, I think women, I listen, there is elegance, there is beauty, there are things in the woman, and that is true. But you know what? That's all there is. Because guess what? With me, there's got to be more. Got to be better. Through me, I demand more. I've got to demand. I need more because I am more. Listen to what the fuck I'm saying. I don't think y'all understand what I'm saying. And what I'm saying is, I never said I'm all that, but I am to myself. I hold women to a higher standard because if I create sexuality, romance, seduction, smooth, kinky, dirty, nasty, if I create that, smiles, laughs, hugs, blushes, self-worth, getting rid of insecurity, feeling things that you don't feel before, finally stopping all the shit that's holding you down. Don't I get to create and set the standard? If I create that shit, don't I get to set the standard? Fuck that. I get to create the standard. She can't bring me happiness because I'm happy. She can't bring me need because I only need me. She can't bring me shit, but I can bring her a world of things. I set the standard. If y'all don't feel that way, y'all in the wrong place. As I fucking conquer. And you see how we treat them? They love to be loved by us. They love to be ruled by us, and they love to have our motherfucking time. They love that shit, man. They love it. They love it. They love our time, man. And they will do any fucking thing to get it because they know we don't play by the same rules. Run away. Run as far the fuck away as you want. But you're going to come back. You want to know why? Because you ain't going to find a motherfucker like me. And I'm serious. I'm not trying to be a dick here, guys, but it's going to sound like I'm a dick. But women don't want you to know this shit. Women love to be worshipped, and they love what's going on. But I'm telling you motherfuckers right now, I'm not that guy. I will not be that guy. I'm not playing by those rules. And I'm saying to you guys, when are you going to draw a line and stop? When are you going to stop? That's what I'm asking you. Guys, y'all got questions, y'all can ask. Y'all got any questions, go ahead and ask. I'm here answering your questions. When will you? Y'all got any questions, go ahead and ask. This is what y'all for. If y'all got any questions, go ahead and ask. I will not be anything she wants me to be because I'm everything that she never seen or had. So I'm sorry. And you know what? They love when you talk to them this way. They'll act like they don't like that shit, but they love a motherfucker to tell them to get the fuck on. They love a motherfucker to say, get out. They love a motherfucker to say, hey, go bye. Hey, if you ain't happy, take your ass on. I'm good. They love motherfuckers like us because we do not play by the rules of the average person, and I don't want you guys to be average. I don't want you guys to be average. I want you to be great fucking men. Women don't want you to know this shit. But like I said before, this is not a woman bashing show. I'm not here to bash women. I'm just telling you what the fuck is. And you can live this life if you want to or not. It's up to you. It's up to you. It's a beautiful life. I hope one day that you find it in yourself to love yourself, to create this, to get the benefits that a man gets. Last go round of questions. Y'all got it? We got you. Got a question? Go ahead. We'll give you a few minutes to ask any questions because this is not about me. This is about you. We're about to shut the lines down. But I just want to make sure I give y'all every opportunity to ask questions because